H chicks. Some of them are just that way, I guess. I don't know. Mine was short and sweet, to the point.
I hear you there. Mine was not. I wish it was, but that's definitely a story in of itself. But yeah, it's fine. I have to say, I think God's blessed us with some pretty good clients where we usually don't have to handhold that much. So I think overall, we've been blessed. So if I have to deal with one or two every now and then, I guess that's not a big deal. It's just, I'm sure you have the same thing in your business where you have a client here or there that you have to kind of hold their hand a little bit more.
It is amazing, the hand holding that has to go on to find a tool, because they don't know what they're looking for themselves.
So, how would that work?
They'll just call and say, I need the tools to do the timing belt, or on a Honda. Okay, which Honda, which engine's in it, what year, I don't know. Well, how do you expect me to find the right tool for the job if you don't give me all the information? Well, that's because they don't have the service information where they're supposed to be looking it up. They're using Google to get all their information.
Books where it kind of gives you a layout of, that's what we always went by.
Online now, Motors is online, All Data, Mitchell, ShopKey, NapaTrax. We have our own. You just log in and put your vehicle year and what it is, make, model, and all that in, and you look at the service information, but they don't have it. They won't spend the money for it, but they think they're going to run their business that way, using Google and YouTube to answer all their automotive questions. It's not, and the service information that I sell is like $900 for a whole year, so it's not even $100 a month. And, oh no, I don't need that. I got this for free. But yet you don't know how to fix a vehicle. You know how to butcher one, but not fix it.
Yeah, it, for us, the same even for music. I mean, it's kind of, it is different. But so we have to pay for a yearly fee for our music, and then we pay per song that we use. So we have to go and pick out the songs or whatever. So we'll have clients say, oh, I want to pay, you know, Justin Bieber. And I'm like, okay, do you want to pay $100,000 to use a Justin Bieber song? Or do you want me to pick out a song that we can use to kind of sounds like Justin Bieber? Maybe Justin Lieber.
Lieber, that's funny.
Yeah, so I have people say that they want to pick out their own songs. So I'm sure it's the same for you with, you know, why not just pay the $900 and then, because at the end of the day, you're selling tools. You're not teaching them how to work on cars.
But most of them think that's what I'm there for, and I have to keep telling them, no, I'm not here. I got to keep going because I got other shops I got to see. Don't know how to, they'll call during the day, this scanner won't hook up to this, or it won't do this, and I'm like, and I'm walking through it with memory on the, how to get through it, and they're like, oh, I just didn't see that. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that makes no sense. I had a piece of equipment one time that I had sent to the manufacturer to get fixed, and they couldn't do it. And so they sent it back, and they were like, oh, yeah, we can't fix this stuff. So they sent it back to me, and I ended up, I was just like, you know what, this thing is going to work. So I ended up taking it apart, and it cost me a whopping $1.50 in parts to fix it.
It's just amazing sometimes that things that happen and go on, and they wonder why we're, businesses are the way they are, or people are the way they are toward businesses.
They just didn't want to take the time to actually figure out what was wrong, and that's the same thing for you. It's just they don't want to take the time to figure out what's actually wrong so they can tell you what they need. They want you just to do the work and use your expertise. But, yeah, I'd be a little upset, but then it's hard for you to do your business, I assume, because you need that income.
You need that customer relationship. So you got to walk that fine line of, okay, how much help do I want to give them? How much time can I devote here on holding their hand and helping them learn how to do this on their own? And when they won't take the initiative and educate themselves and won't put the time into, you know, bettering themselves, why should I?
In the long run, if they actually just learned it themselves and actually could figure it out.
All they care about is, what part do I need to put on and how much can I break in the process?
I pay you for this tool that I need.
Over freight, that's those kind of people's tool store.
Last year, in the year before, we were dealing with, like, some really, really low-income rides, a bunch of tire kickers, which I've been still struggling with. We've been trying to change our business a little bit. And it's not the fact that I'm trying to make $1 bazillion, but at the end of the day, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and, you know, it doesn't... You know, I have some expertise in it and know what I'm doing, know what I'm talking about, know how to handle the situation. I mean, I've seen so much. And so when a problem arises, it's not a big deal. And, you know, we're able to compensate for that. And we know how to handle it. And so I have, you know, brides or even other, you know, corporate clients, and they want to take that expertise and that knowledge for granted and feels like... you know, it's not worth anything. And so at the end of the day, I just was like, you know what, I'm kind of, you know, tired of dealing with tire kickers and rides that, you know, don't want to pay anything, that they want me to hold their hand all the time. And so we've been reevaluating, really, you know, praying and seeking God and trying to find the best way to do this. But I tell you what, we've had, you know, our last few rides here, you know, it's just been so nice that have a hiring client. Now, we didn't charge what we should have charged, but still was a hiring, you know, some clients that actually, you know, we felt like what we were doing was important, and, you know, they appreciated our talent for what we were doing, so, and I'm sure that will come, or I hope that will come with you as well. I mean, we're still fighting with tire kickers, but, you know, I guess we always will some.
No matter what business you're in, you're going to have that, and you're always going to have somebody trying to put you down no matter what you're doing. So, and yeah, and people trying to abuse your kindness and take it as weakness.
That's why my wife, she gets upset at me because, you know, I always want to help people, so if I can help somebody, I'd be more than happy to help them, but I guess I have let people kind of walk over me, however you word that, quite a few times, so I don't know, I guess I feel like, you know, I'm willing to help, you know, and if it, you know, it doesn't work, but, you know, at least I did my part, and I feel like I can sleep at night.
Right there with you. When I was working on cars every day, people always want me to help them out. But then it never was a two-way street. Never. You go help somebody and they tell you, oh, we'll do this, you know, and trade or whatever. It never happened. I just quit doing it. I don't even want to mess with it anymore.
DTY. Yep, I have same thing. I have actually a buddy of mine, if you want to call him that. And every time he calls, I know he wants something, and it's hilarious because my wife will hear me talk to him. She's like, "You better not. You better not be helping him." And I'm like, "Ah, he just needs one thing."
Oh yeah, I'm right there with you, and. Never fails. You get sucked into helping them, and that's the way I am. I like to help people. I like to just encourage people and try to help them along the way. And a lot of times I just get walked over top of because of it. But I'm not going to change who I am just because you're that kind of person.
With you. I hopefully have grown a little wiser, but yeah, I'm with you there, and I'll keep helping people and keep, you know, giving if at all possible. Like I was saying today with Chad, when I was telling that story about that lady who we put brand new crate motor in and everything and gave her the car, and she beat the snot out of that thing. But my dad just, his car came back, and we weren't mechanics. Like, that's not what we were doing. We were just honestly doing it just to help. We were used to working on our own cars, so it wasn't a big deal. And so the auto parts store, this is hilarious. You'll love this. The auto parts store, now this is 18 years ago, maybe. We bought so much stuff from them, they delivered to our house for free every time. But yeah, my dad would always, he'd literally give the shirt off of his back. And we were at a church event one time, and my dad was a pastor, but there was a guy that had complimented my dad's cowboy boots, and we were in Connecticut, so cowboy boots were not a thing up there. But my dad was like, "Oh, what size shoe do you wear?" And he told him it was roughly the same size, and my dad literally took cowboy boots right off his feet and gave it to the guy, so...
Dedication. I have to say, that's dedication right there.
My mom was like, "What is going on? Where are your shoes?" And he never said anything, and I happened to be there, so I kind of knew. I knew what was going on. So I had told her, and she just shook her head.
Good for your dad. Sounds like he's a good man.
Well, I'm pulling into the house, and I have absolutely enjoyed our conversation.
Me too. I've enjoyed it. I'm glad I could have a ride along with you. Keep you company on the way home. But you have a good evening. Go in there and get your editing done and get you a burger. I know you're probably starving now. So I will say goodnight, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
You definitely made the time pass very quickly, especially through all that stupid construction zone I had to go through. But thank you so much, and I always enjoy talking to you. And we'll have to actually grab lunch or something one day. When you have time, you let me know. Maybe text me. We'll go grab lunch or something. But this is KI4DTY, and 73s to you. Have a great night. Thanks, Patrick.